Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 335 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her trip to the Taylor Swift concert. We're going to talk about the spaghetti dinner that we had at our house. We have a graduation gift guide that we hope will be really helpful to you. And it's Melanie's turn for five favorites. If you have not yet joined us on Patreon, we would love for you to do that. There are two new things to listen to on Patreon this week. One is our recap of the Daisy Jones series that we both loved. The other is this month's live Q&A for our really fancy $8 listeners. So check that out at patreon.com/bigboo. And our Amazon shop has been recently updated with all of our favorite things that we love and love to use. You can find that at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 335. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I'm working very hard to sound upbeat, but I'm very, very tired.
The melatonin took you down.
Damn. I took too much. I upped my dosage last night, and I think maybe I needed to sleep for 14 to 15 hours.
Yeah.
By the way, David's printing something, if y'all hear a printer in the background.
Okay, I did just hear something kind of screech, and I was like, yeah. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it was the printer. So
okay, uh-huh. Well, it's fine. It's all fine.
Yeah. Oh, here it comes. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Never. Yeah. Don't mind me, you know.
Doing my job. I'm working.
Okay. Tell us about Taylor Swift.
Listen, I'll never get over it. I will never get over it. It was everything that I wanted it to be. It was everything I wanted it to be and more. Listen, the printer agrees that it was.
I don't even know what it's doing. It's just like no paper has come out of the printer. It's just blinking and thinking.
It's struggling. Anyway, it's struggling. Uh-huh. Now, Taylor Swift was amazing. I mean, as you know, I bought these tickets last October. You know, it was a disaster to buy tickets. I paid more for tickets than what I really meant to pay, but I got too excited and swept up in the moment. And I'm going to say I would do it all over again. It was worth it. It was delightful. But it was, okay, so as you know, we had been two different times before. So Caroline and I, we went when she was probably about 8 to we did the Speak Now tour, and then we did the Red tour when she was probably about 10. So I had seen Taylor Swift in concert before.
Yes.
And I felt like everybody talked about, like, the show was amazing. I was not prepared. I was not mentally prepared for the spectacle that it is.
Oh, goodness.
And here's what I loved about it. Like Gully said, like, it really was like Disney World for grown-ups. Like, when you walk in, like when you got there, it was like, okay, let me start with this. Gully and I left. We were driving. So Caroline and her friend Lindy were driving from College Station. We were driving from San Antonio to meet in Houston at the hotel where we were staying. And so we were driving. And even there, like the traffic from Houston to San Antonio, and like we went to try to pull into Buc-ee's. And there was like a line of traffic just to get into Buc-ee's. And so I was like, you know what?
Wow.
We're going to have to go to the Love's truck stop across the street. And we were like, is this the Taylor Swift effect? And all you see in the gas stations are these moms and their daughters and these little girls. And you're like, this is all people headed to Houston for Taylor Swift. Like,
okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got on sequins, don't they? Everybody's got sequins.
They had on like their pregame, like they had on like their sweatshirts or their Eras t-shirt that they'd already ordered. But you could just tell, like there was you knew your Swifties. And so then we get to the hotel, and the hotel is chaos. I mean, because we pull up to valet parking, and there's people getting into their cars with sequins. You see people getting out of their cars with sequins. You see blinky lights. I mean, we were like, this is a whole thing. And so we stayed at the Westin in the Medical Center, which is close to NRG Stadium. And then you go into the lobby of the hotel, and it's sequins and moms and daughters, as far as you can see. The hotel had done these, which I wish I had taken pictures. They had done, like, they had balloon arches with different Taylor Swift covers in the lobby. So it was all so festive. Like, it was just like, we're all in this together, you know?
It was like you had gone to a national championship game.
Yes. Like, everybody was on the same team. And then, like, yes, pulling into parking at NRG, which my friend Megan, who writes for Houston Moms Blog, she had gone on Friday night. So she had said, hey, a friend of mine said, what you want to do is park in the blue lot at NRG.
Okay.
So, and okay, listen, I was so thankful because that didn't mean anything to me at the time. But when I was able to just put in my phone, blue lot at NRG, because you pull up to the stadium and there's all these like stretch limos pulling up and all this stuff. And you're just trying to figure out to navigate your parking, and the outfits are just unbelievable. There was no such thing as too much is what I'm going to tell you.
I have a logistics question. As somebody who hates to be late, I need to know, one, what time did the concert start? And then in addition to that, so what time did y'all get to Houston? What time did you leave your hotel, and when did you get to the stadium?
Okay, these are all excellent questions. Okay. So I picked Gelly up at 11. Normally, Houston is about just under 3 hours from San Antonio. We did not pull into the hotel until 3:15.
Oh, goodness.
Because the traffic, it was bad. Okay. So we got there at 3:15. And my goal had been that I felt like we needed to leave for the stadium at 5. The concert started at 6:30, and we were 2 miles from the stadium, is what I'm telling you. I felt like we needed to leave at 5 based on what everybody was telling me. I knew that the opening act started at 6:30. Okay. Gracie Abrams started at 6:30. I knew from Megan that Taylor Swift did not go on until about 7:55.
Okay. I'm sitting here doing the calculations, figuring when would I have wanted to leave the hotel, because how long did it take y'all to get from the hotel to the stadium?
It only took us like probably 10 minutes at the most. The parking took a little bit longer just because the traffic, I mean, it was bananas, but I will say we were in the stadium, and here's what was delightful. Like, we pull in, we pay to park. It's $40 to park. So let's do the math on that.
Hand over fist on that. Yeah.
But listen, they're delightful. They're like, oh my gosh, welcome to the show. It's going to be amazing. I mean, these are the parking lot attendants. I mean, NRG, the NRG staff killed it. Like, they were
love
in it.
They
understood the assignment of this.
Yes. Yeah. There was some leadership happening.
Yes.
There was somebody. Yes.
Yes. Welcome to the show. Have a great night. It's going to be amazing. And then they guided us through the parking lot, and then we parked, which you'll appreciate that Gully and I, so NRG Stadium, right next to it is the old Astrodome, which is what I grew up going to, where the Astros used to play. And so when we parked, we were parked, and I said, okay, let's just remember when we leave that we're parked in the blue lot right across from the Astrodome. And like Caroline and her friend Lindy said, or let's drop a pin so we'll know exactly where our car is. And I was like, oh, we, Gully and I were like, oh, well, we didn't know we could do that. We didn't know we could do that. And I'm going to tell you, cut to midnight that night, and we were so thankful for that pin, because I would have no more been able to find where the Astrodome was post-concert. So
yeah,
we walked in, and then they had renamed, NRG Stadium. They had a sign that said NRG Stadium, Taylor's version. And so people are taking pictures and the whole thing, and you go through. And so
What time is it now?
Probably, I know. I bet this was like 5:30-ish.
This is good. Okay.
5:30, 5:40. Because I know that we were on the concourse, and we were walking towards our seats. And I remember thinking, okay, we have time, because the merch lines, actually, we found one that wasn't bad. So we were like, okay, we can do merch. And we can do, Caroline wanted that. She and Lindy wanted some nachos. So we put them in the food line.
As she do.
Yeah.
As she, hey, I have a question. Did you want any nachos?
I did not. Nope. I did not. So the girls got settled. Gracie Abrams came on because they really wanted to see Gracie Abrams. And Gully and I were like, we'll wait in the merch line because we don't care about Gracie. I mean, not that she was darling.
I know,
but
I got it.
You know what I mean?
The stakes weren't as high for y'all.
No,
right.
So we're like, we're fine. So then we got back down, and then we went back up to go to the bathroom one more time, because Gully, let me tell you something about Gully. Gully had treated this like a research project leading up to it. So while I had not looked at her set list because I didn't want to know, Gully had memorized the set list and knew exactly which era she was going to go to the bathroom.
Okay. See, that's David Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking at anybody's set list ahead of time.
No.
I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the moment. I want to take it all in as a newcomer to the experience.
Same.
100%. We're all so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, and she wanted to know. And I was like, I don't want to know. But she was able to tell me, hey, this is Evermore. And so this may be when you want to go to the bathroom, which was helpful. Because here's the thing, as a 51-year-old woman, you know you're not making it through that 3.5-hour show without going to the bathroom once.
Sure.
You're going to have to. As a parent, our top priority is always our children's well-being. We want to give them everything they need to grow and thrive both now and in the future. And with term life insurance from Fabric by Gerber Life, you can help protect your family so their future is secure no matter what happens. Life insurance can have a bad rap for being complicated, but Fabric makes it easy to apply with a seamless digital experience. It's all online and on your time. And if you need extra support, Fabric's team of licensed insurance agents can answer questions along the way. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, see your quote, and then personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Fabric is partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can cancel at any time. And Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance, plus wills, access to college savings funds, and more tools to help protect your family's financial future, all in an easy online experience. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/bigboo. That's meetfabric.com/bigboo. meetfabric.com/bigboo. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Anyway, we get there. So I'm going to tell you a couple of things that amazed me. Number one, the outfits were, the people watching was to die for. Like,
oh, I bet.
The sequins, the tulle, the outfits, the light up stuff, the whole thing was amazing. Here's the other thing that I thought was amazing. And this is why I want a documentary about the entire Taylor Swift tour. I want to know how it all works. I want to know about all the moving parts. Because when you walk in, they handed everybody a bracelet. Mm-hmm. And then it said, pull your tab. So you pull your tab. And so it blinks. But what I'm going to tell you is, so everybody in that stadium had one of these blinky bracelets. And they somehow, the bracelets know where you're sitting. Because when she would sing different songs, a whole section would light up like a pink heart. And it's people's bracelets that were pink. But it knew. Okay. Like when she did Reputation, it was like the lights went like a snake around the auditorium, like around the arena. Like when she did like Bejeweled, and it would just be like all of a sudden everybody's lights, it was like green and blue. And so it just looked like confetti almost all over. So it added so much to the whole show. But I'm like, how does it know? How does it know where I'm sitting and what light to give me? Because I just grabbed a bracelet at random.
Right.
You know?
It's got to have, listen, I'm about to make the most Weta Sims statement ever. So just buckle up. It's got to have something to do with GPS. It's got to have something to do with GPS.
It does.
It does. Just has to.
It had a mechanism in it. It had a mechanism.
It did. It had a mechanism. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Oh my gosh.
So at like 7:55, pretty much all of a sudden, like the lights are on in the arena because the opening acts are finished. And so all that, and it just all of a sudden it goes dark and a clock comes up on the big screen. That's set to midnight, and it starts like a countdown, like a 2-minute countdown. And I'm going to tell you that the decibel level in that place when that happened,
like, oh my gosh,
I'm not like, here's the thing. I love Taylor Swift. I love her music. I'm not like a all in, like, I'm not like, I've never been like a, you know, I'm not a rabid fan necessarily. Yes. I'm just a fan. But like in that moment and the excitement in that stadium, like, I'm telling you, when she came out, it was like, ah! I mean, like, we all. It was just, and it's a spectacle. I mean, it was just the whole thing and the stage, and it lights up and she comes out and she's just perfection. Like, and that to me, listen, I'm going to say I had a lot of takeaways from it, but here's what I can't get over. Here are the things that I'll think about forever. The amount of stamina that show requires, like the fact that it was her third night in a row to do this show.
Right. Yeah.
And it's so much energy and it's so high energy. So I'm like, to sing the songs, to do the costume changes that happen so fast, you don't even know that they're going to happen. To be that upbeat, to be that in it. Like, number one, you're like, you know how we love this, but I'm like, I am watching somebody do what they were like born to do. Like,
right. Yes.
This is her passion. She loves it. Like, I told Gelly, I said, this makes me feel bad because I can go speak to a group of women for 30 minutes and take to the bed for 3 days after. Right. You know what I mean? Like, where I'm like, well, I'm exhausted.
Right. Yes. Yes. I've extroverted like crazy.
Yes. Uh-huh. Here's the thing. I haven't changed my shoes. I haven't had to dive into a stage. I haven't done any of that. So like that was amazing. The other thing is that she wears her hair. She's got bangs, you know, and then it's mm-hmm. long. And that hair, she really never broke a sweat. Her hair never really got frizzy or looked, I mean, she never looked like she wasn't completely put together. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because I'm going to tell you, I had sweat running down my legs. It was hot.
Well, you know, TikTok told me that it got really warm. Wow. But I've thought about, because Melanie and I texted for just a second yesterday about the mm-hmm. concert, and I've thought about you saying that she never got hot. My theory is this, is that stage is vented.
Yes.
And she has ice cold air blowing on her the whole time.
She has to. I mean, she has mm-hmm. to, because it's the fact that she, like, there was one part, like in the middle of the show or closer to the end when she does her two surprise songs that she does. And it's like, she comes out and she's in this gorgeous green dress and this piano comes up and she does an acoustic two song set that's always different every show. And okay. at that point, you could tell she kind of was messing with her bangs a little bit. Like, I was like, those bangs are feeling a little hot, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But overall, like, it's just incredible. And like every single thing that has to be timed so perfectly, like, I'm like, how on earth do they manage all that? Like, it's just unbelievable. Like, you can't, the showmanship and like from everybody, from her band to her backup dancers to her mm-hmm. singers to the people that are part of it, like, and listen, I know she's got plenty of money to pay for this, but it is unbelievable. I was not prepared. It was amazing. The whole Eras thing, when you're like, this is 17 years. And it's like Caroline said, it was like, these were like the songs of her childhood. Like, this is sure, what she yeah. grew up with, you know? But I was like, has there ever been, Gally and I were talking about, like, has there ever been anybody else like this?
Oh, I wouldn't know who it was.
No.
I mean, there may have been people, but at some point they've been beset by a scandal. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I think she's another level. I cannot imagine what it takes to pull something off like that. Like, I just, uh-uh. even watching the stuff that I've seen online, just, you know, of the amount of equipment, the what it takes to stage that show
yes.
before anybody ever performs a note.
Mm-hmm.
I mm-hmm. just have to think they're filming a documentary as they do it. I think they had to have filmed documentaries of rehearsals. I can't imagine how much they had to rehearse
yes.
for it to, from the beginning, have been executed as flawlessly as it seems to have been.
100%. So. I mean, it was, and I did see something that apparently at some point, I think on Sunday night show, she did cut her hand. She said she posted during an outfit change because she said she tripped, but I did not notice. I didn't notice.
Okay.
But she's just a consummate professional. She, you know, and listen, I don't know that if she's just a great actress, but she really does. Like, there was one point where she was sitting down and like, she took her earpiece out and like the crowd was so loud and she was like, Houston, listen to you. And I swear she got teary eyed. Like, I do mm-hmm. think she takes a minute to take it all in, which I mm-hmm. love. And she talked about like during COVID that she was like, am I ever going to get to do this again? Like, am I ever going to get to be with y'all again? And I'm like, this is what she loves to do. And she's mm-hmm. so good at it. And I feel like you see her joy in it. Like, there's nothing about her that feels like I don't want to be here. Like, it was amazing. I would go back and do it all over again. I could have done it again the next night. And now I've been like, it's like a post great A&M football game where now that I know the show, I've been able to go back and watch everybody's stuff on it because nothing's
oh,
going to be
fun.
Ruined for me. And so yeah. I love to go back and see all the different stuff because it was magical. It was just,
oh.
and the amount of times, listen, and I could cry, but the amount of times that my child looked at me and was like, Mom, thank you. Like, thank
oh.
you. This is amazing. Like, we just loved it. It was amazing. I was like, she and I will forever go to Taylor Swift. Listen, when she has to wheel me in, we're going to go see Taylor Swift. So it's going to be our thing. It'll forever be our thing.
Listen, I still have just enough melatonin in my system to be very moved by that. Gosh. So, and by the way, I know y'all have probably seen Melanie's pictures on Instagram of the outfits, but we'll put links to everybody's outfits in the show notes because y'all had some real cute clothes that you
Thank
wore.
You. We worked. Mm-hmm. It was a project. You know,
yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the one thing, those gold cowboy boots that I had on, I'm going to say that I ordered those from Shein. And I felt like they were going to be okay because they were such a faux leather that they were almost ballet slipper-esque. You know what I mean? But something in the formation of those did something to my left pinky toe that I'm going to be recovering from sometime. It's going to take a little time. Worth it, but it's going to take some time.
I bet they weren't real breathable either, were they?
No, they were not. That hence the sweat. You know, like I was like, I'm hot from my knees down. Like this is not.
Well, and Mama, my legs are sweating. You were like Sissy in Urban
Cowboy. I was. I was me, Mama. My legs are sweating. And there's one point towards the end where one of the songs, I can't even remember, where it's like fire shoots up. And when that fire shot up, like it got hot in our seats. It got hotter. And I was like, whoa, this is rough. It is 2023. Why are we still dealing with smelling rotting trash and constant trips to the garbage, especially when there's an easy solution? It's called Mill, and here's how it works. Your membership starts with the Mill Kitchen Bin. It grinds, it dries, it shrinks, and de-stinks your kitchen scraps overnight, turning them into food grounds, which are still food, not compost. You keep adding your kitchen scraps for weeks. Food grounds take up a fraction of the space of the garbage, so no more leaky bags, weird smells, or constant trips to the curb. And then when your bin is full, you empty it into a prepaid return box and schedule a USPS pickup right from your Mill app. Mill goes to work turning your food grounds into food for chickens because feeding animals is the most effective use of uneaten food. Membership costs about $1 a day and it includes everything, the bin, the food ground shipping, the app, and regular impact reports so you can see how you're making a difference. Mill is now shipping, but supplies are limited. Reserve your Mill membership today at mill.com/bigboo. That's mill.com/bigboo to reserve your membership. Get Mill now and change your kitchen forever.
My weekend was not quite that exciting, but it was great. I went to Mississippi on Friday to speak to a church group at a church in Brandon, Mississippi, that whole stretch of the interstate is just home to me. But anyway, it was so fun. And I did think before I walked in the event, I thought, I wonder how long it's going to be before I make a Mississippi connection with somebody. Because, you know, Mississippi people love to say, do you know so-and-so? Now, listen, I had a cousin who lived where you used to live for a couple of months. I'm just curious if your paths ever crossed. Anyway, it was honest to goodness, less than 90 seconds. I walked in, a lady came right up to me. She said, I'm just curious, do you know so-and-so? Now, they're a little bit older than you are. And I was like, I do know them. Their family used to sit on the pew in front of my family in church every Sunday. And so then we took a selfie and she sent it. It was like that the whole weekend. It was just, you know, it's fun. Like a big family. So it was fun to be with them. I did not sleep much Friday night at all. And then was I teaching? Is that what I was doing? I was speaking twice on Saturday morning. And so I drove back in a little bit of a haze and I had a rental car. I'd gone to get my rental car. I always like something that's at least as big as my car. And when I went to get my rental car, they offered me something that was smaller. And I said, do you have anything that's a little bit bigger in that same class, you know, of cars? And so they gave me a Chrysler Pacifica minivan.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but let me tell you something. One, that thing was heavy as lead. Mm-hmm. Two, I got a speeding ticket on the way.
No.
My first speeding ticket since I was about 23. And then I feel like my reasons were justifiable for going that fast, but I was going that fast. So, you know, I'll pay my fine and pony up. But then the third thing is, though, I have never, that car screamed at me for 2 days.
Oh, no.
Like, if it thought you got too close to the car ahead, it would beep! And then across the dashboard, it would say in all capital letters in red with an exclamation point, brake!
Like, oh, no.
Oh, break. There was a point where I was like, listen, we're in a fight.
Yes.
This car and I are in a fight. Now, I loved how big it was. I loved how heavy it was. I felt very safe in that car, but good grief, it beeped at me for 2 days.
Oh, that's obnoxious.
So I made it back and I called David from the road and I said, because, you know, he always, every single time I go out of town, we don't usually talk much when I'm out of town, mm-hmm. but as soon as I get back in town, he wants to sit down. He wants to like break down the whole thing. He wants, you know, to have a massive catch up mm-hmm. session.
Yeah.
I called him from the road and said, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to need to walk in the house mm-hmm. and I'm going to need to go face down on a bed for a little bit because I need to try to catch a second wind before Aaron's birthday party.
He was like,
got it.
Yeah.
So, because our friend Aaron had her 40th birthday party.
Yes.
Saturday
tell me about
night.
That looks so, the pictures were great.
So I did. I came home. I took an hour long power nap. It was magical. It was restorative. And so Erin had an 80s themed birthday party at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wore these splatter paint leggings I had ordered from Amazon and the neon pink sweatshirt I have on right now that I got at Aerie. Like I just mm-hmm. went comfy. So anyway, so I get there and Alex and I meet and we go inside and we run into my friend Liza. Mm-hmm. And so we were just kind of catching up and she said, I just finished talking to Jamie Golden.
Oh, okay.
She said, she's in the kitchen. She's dressed up like baby Jessica. I said, what? Because I had not talked to Jamie about costumes ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I had talked to Aretha, but not to Jamie.
Yeah.
And so I'm here to tell you that when I walked in that kitchen and Jamie has her hair in pigtails with the little things on the end of the pigtail holders that click together. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
And it's all her ponytails are askew.
Oh, God.
And she orders some sort of artist smock from Amazon. That looks like a little girl's romper.
Oh my gosh.
But here's the best part. So, I mean, I could not stop laughing. Here's the best part. Because, like, Alex didn't know about baby Jessica. And a lot of y'all may not know about baby Jessica, but when Melanie and I were younger.
Yeah. It's a very specific reference, you know?
Yes. Uh-huh. I know. I asked Jamie later. I was like, I need to hear your thought process about this. But baby Jessica fell in a well in Texas, and it took rescuers like 2.5 days to get her out of the well. And so I remember that I was at a high school football game when they got her out of the well.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember they announced it like everybody mm-hmm. like that because there was no social media. So it was a big deal. Everybody celebrated because baby Jessica was out of the well.
Mm-hmm.
So Jamie looks like somebody who has maybe spent some time underground for a second. But she had a trapper keeper. This was the thing. Jamie was holding a trapper keeper so that when somebody like Alex said, I don't know the baby Jessica story.
Yes.
She opens that trapper keeper. She's got a copy of the New York Times story.
Of course she does. It was an educational costume.
She has several news articles in there that she can pull out and share with people who need to know. It was one the most Jamie thing ever.
Yes.
Like to do that kind of obscure pull from the 80s when everybody else had just gone neon. It was so stinking funny. And I'm going to tell you, and also Kendra Adachi, who does the Lazy Genius mm-hmm. podcast, she had come into town for Aaron's party. And I've never met Kendra in person before. Oh my gosh, I thought of you 1,000 times because there was a moment when we were all sitting outside at Aaron's. Aaron is inside singing karaoke with her whole heart, like with like motions, you know, like singing to people as she sings karaoke. And Kendra, who is an Enneagram 1, is sitting outside next to me. And she starts to go in on my very complex feelings about book writing and the publishing process and specifically book release.
It's a lot to unpack.
It was a lot to unpack, but I'm going to tell you what. It was the funniest conversation just because, you know, we're all wired so differently and all that. But because Aretha and Jamie were sitting at the other end and would pipe in, you know, mm-hmm, they were like, mm-hmm. they had things to say about all of that. And it was just, I don't know, it was just one of those nights we laughed a ton, and it was just really fun to get to be with, you know, just friends you love to be with and to celebrate Aaron. And I really went and thought I may make it 45 minutes. And I think I stayed, I don't know, I stayed about three and a half hours. So.
Okay. That's so fun. The pictures looked, I cracked up when I saw Jamie was baby Jessica. I was like, well, this is genius. I mean, who even thinks of that? Like
who even
look inside somebody's brain. I was like, that's genius.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt.
Whether you're at the gym, on the go, or between meals with the family, Mosh protein bars are the smart snack to keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. With six delicious flavors, every Mosh bar comes packed with 12 grams of protein and brain-boosting ingredients like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. At 160 calories and only 1 gram of sugar, Mosh protein bars are the guilt-free snack your brain and body will crave. Your brain is your number one tool, which is why Mosh protein bars were expertly formulated by top neuroscientists and functional nutritionists to support optimal brain health. They were founded by Patrick Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Mosh is a mission-driven company with a portion of all proceeds donated to support women's brain health research through the Women's Alzheimer's Movement at Cleveland Clinic. I love the cookie dough crunch and the peanut butter chocolate crunch because they're an easy way to satisfy my sweet tooth, to eat a lot of protein, which I'm really trying to do, with something that's actually good for me. I love that it's something I can grab on the run. It can be a quick breakfast. It has so many great ingredients full of health benefits. It has become my favorite post-workout snack. Don't settle for a mediocre snack when you can nourish your body and mind with the fuel it needs to succeed. So whether you're at the gym, on the go, or just living your best life, Mosh protein bars will keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. Head to moshlife.com/bigboo to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack, which includes all 6 flavors. moshlife.com/bigboo.
Sunday, I cooked for Alex and his pledge class friends from school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my what tiny little bit of a one wing I have comes out when I edit a book, that it comes out. Mm-hmm. And then when I have to cook for a large crowd, it comes out. Because I had done a huge Costco order before I left for Mississippi. I had all my groceries like lined up, organized, ready to go.
That's impressive.
That Sunday I could just get in there and start cooking. And it was so much fun. And I'm going to say this time I did spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Well, I did a spaghetti sauce, like a meat sauce, and then I did an Alfredo sauce. And I did more of the spaghetti sauce, but I had 12 pounds of ground chuck. I had so much heavy cream. I had so much heavy cream in my refrigerator. And I got 4 2-pound boxes of spaghetti noodles.
Oh, man. That's a lot of food.
I got rid of, I had a little bit of spaghetti sauce left over last night because Alex and his roommate Jackson ended up coming by to drop off some stuff that they're going to store here this summer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Jackson ate another round of spaghetti. But here was the thing. David said when I put the noodles out right before the guys came through to fix their plates, he was like, oh my gosh, that's so many noodles. There's no way they'll eat all those noodles. When I tell you that they ate, oh my gosh. And it was so much easier than what I did last time. Like, because last time I did sliders and I did potato casserole. And this time I just, you know, I made those two sauces. After I made them and let them simmer on the stove for a long time, I put the red sauce in one crock pot. I put the Alfredo sauce in another crock pot and then just let them sit on warm all day.
Uh-huh.
So it was all like ready to go. But it was just delightful. And one of Alex's friends who sent me an actual card in the actual mail last time after I cooked for them.
That's so nice.
Came in this time with a bouquet of flowers.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I know. Somebody's mama raised him right. Listen.
I mean, just the sweetest thing. And those boys were so sweet. But it was a beautiful night outside. And so David and Joey went outside before they got there and just started a fire and then just kind of kept it going all night.
Mm-hmm.
They sat outside on that deck for 2 hours. Oh, like, I love and we that. Would just hear them laughing, you know, mm-hmm. but it was super fun.
Oh, that's so fun. That mm-hmm. is so fun. Listen. Okay. So good weekends all around.
Good weekends all around.
No, Caroline's like, this is her last full week of school. And then she's got finals next week and then done. And I'm like, wow, where has the time gone?
I know. She'll be a junior in college. Yeah,
she'll be halfway through. I mean, that's crazy to me that she's about to be halfway through.
Insane. Well, that's a good transition.
It is.
Because we were going to take some time this week to just go over some graduation gift ideas.
Yes.
And whether you have somebody who's graduating from high school or from college or, I don't know, from something else, and you just want to commemorate it, we thought we would share. So you want to do your guys' gift ideas first, and then I'll do my guys' gift ideas, and then we can switch.
Perfect. Yep. You just run okay. down the list. I'll just run yeah, down the
that's
list.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. My first one, I got Perry this for Christmas. This is a nice gift. This would be like a gift you would get like your child, not just somebody. But I want y'all to know about them because they're pretty amazing. But they're called Hook and Gaff, and it's a watch company. And
that is beautiful.
They make these. That's the one I got Perry. But they make these gorgeous watches they make them for golfing. They make them for fishing. Perry can set the tides on his. The band that he has is waterproof. The watch itself is water resistant. It's a beautiful watch. If you have a guy or a son that's like a sportsman or something like that, I just think this is for a college graduation. I just think it's a gorgeous watch.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, they're really pretty. And it's just a small company. And so, of course, I love to support them. But I found them randomly. And Perry loves his watch. And they even have like the dial is on the other side. So like if you're casting, your dial is not in the way of your wrist. Like it's a sportsman's okay. watch is what I'm telling you. The next thing, and this is, I think they only make these for A&M. So I'm sorry, it's very specific. But if you have a son that is going to A&M, there is a listener named Donna, and her husband makes these beautiful Texas shape A&M wooden valet trays.
Oh, I love a valet tray is one of my favorite things to get a guy.
Yes.
And so if I don't know, I mean, I would imagine people might make them for other schools, but even a leather one, just a mm-hmm. plain leather one. This is gorgeous.
Isn't that pretty? I mean, I just yes. think that's the nicest just for them to have it and to sit on their, you know, on their dresser or on their desk or in their dorm room or whatever. I just think it's really pretty. It's something that they could have forever. So you might be able to find them for other schools, but I just know that he makes them for A&M. So,
well, I just looked and you can get them engraved for any Texas school.
Oh, okay.
Or you can get it engraved for none, but they only come in the Texas shape, which okay. feels right.
Well, I mean, listen, why would you want another shape? If you have a, you know, what are you going to have? Oklahoma? But people are going to be like, what is that? What shape is that? I'm sorry that Texas has made our shape as part of our thing. We know it. It's identifiable.
Yeah. Listen, we all know how Texas feels about Texas.
I know. So. Yes, we do. We uh-huh. have a lot of pride.
Y'all do. Y'all do.
Bordering on narcissism. it's who we are.
That's good.
So, okay, the next, listen, this is boring, but it's something that's needed, but Horchow, I bought these for Caroline. I think they're a great gift. I think the price point is great and you can get them monogrammed when you order them. And they are Ralph Lauren monogrammed towels. They come in a ton of different colors. They're a great towel. They wash beautifully. So I think monogrammed towels are something that everybody needs especially when you're in the dorm, because you don't want to be using somebody else's towel. It's just nice thing to have. So that's my third. My fourth is, this has been on every gift list that I've done for boys, but I even asked Ellie the other day, I said, what do I get Will for graduation? That's her youngest. And she said, mm-hmm. Jackson still loves his Eddie Bauer throw that you got him. She said he brings it home when he comes home. It's always in his truck. He takes it with him in case he needs it. And so I think these Eddie Bauer down throws are a great gift. You can get a monogrammed, you can get a name put on them, but I love them. They can be an indoor blanket. They can be a stadium blanket. They're just very versatile.
That's a great gift.
Yeah. So it's a good, and you know, cause guys aren't going to be like, you know what I need is a blanket, but they, you know, you are going to sometimes need a blanket. And then my fifth thing is an outdoor portable folding chair. Because there again, you never know where life is going to take you. And college guys will use this as their only outdoor furniture. Like this is what they use in their backyard. They can have it if they're going to a party. They can have it if they're going to an outdoor music festival or whatever you know, intramurals, they'll always have a portable folding chair that they can keep in their car or truck or whatever.
I'm going to tell you, this is a fantastic gift, and I'm going to prove your point right now, because Alex and Jackson told us last night that one of their suite mates keeps a folding chair in the bathroom. And we were like, what's that? What's that about? And yeah. they said, somebody put a folding chair in a parking space one time, so nobody would park there. They were trying to hold a spot. Mm-hmm. So he just took the chair, parked his car, brought the chair upstairs.
Yeah,
and they said, now, if we're all hanging out in our room, he just drags it in our room, and that's where he sits.
Okay.
It's a great gift. That's a thumbs up for sure.
You're always going to need extra seating. I mean, here's the thing. You never know. I mean, it's like, I remember, maybe I've told this story, but years ago when I was in pharmaceutical sales, and one of the guys who was like just out of college, he got to choose his prize, and he chose like 5 koozies, because he said, you never know when you're going to entertain. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah. And then the next idea on the gift guide is a koozie.
Yes, right? A koozie is always,
a set of koozies.
Uh-huh. A set of koozies, because you never know when you're going to entertain.
That's right.
I would to unfold this chair for you, and I'll give you your own koozie.
Oh, gosh, that's so good.
So those are my guy gifts.
Okay. My guy gifts, I like to give a gift, but sometimes I just get stumped. And I do sometimes do gift cards like to local restaurants or to a restaurant where somebody's going to college or whatever. But the first thing on my gift you would give somebody gift guide mm-hmm. are these Black Clover hats. They have a whole collegiate series. You can look at the list of them and find your school or see if your school is available. But my friend Tracy's husband, Kirk, has a couple of these. And every time he has one on, I'm always like, Kirk, where'd you get your cap? And they're always Black Clover. But like the Mississippi State one just has a maroon clover on the front. And I just love them because they look like a good looking baseball cap, but it's like sneaky spirit wear in a way.
Yes. Okay. I like that. Yeah.
And you can continue to wear it after you graduate or whatever, but I just think they have great looking stuff. The second thing, Alex has one of these. It's a Patagonia Black Hole duffel bag. He has the 55 liter. He has used the fire out of this thing this year because it's the perfect size. Even if he's going to come here, it's the perfect size. It's waterproof. It's got lots of little pockets, or if you're going somewhere for a weekend, it's just been really practical, and he has loved it a lot. And you can also turn it and wear it like a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it would also work if somebody was going to be outdoors for a weekend or something like that. It's just been a great duffel bag. So that would be my second one. My third one is something that I got Alex 2 of these last year. And he actually requested one for his room next year that came in yesterday. But it's the Sand Grain Studio Prints. Mm-hmm. I love these things.
Yep.
Alex has a Breaking Bad one, and he has a Better Call Saul one. And then I just got him a John Mayer one.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you can do teens, you can do musicians, you can do shows, you can do movies. They look so cool. You can find frames that they would go in on Amazon that work great. And the Sand Grain Studio people have been very kind and offered a discount code to our listeners. So if you would like to order some of these, you can use the code BigBoo23 and get 20% off of your purchase. And
love it. These are great.
I think that'll be up through the rest of the summer.
Okay. So those are great. I love them. That's such a good look.
Yeah, I love them.
Uh-huh.
So next thing, this has been another favorite in my house, but the Vuori stuff is so soft. It's so comfortable. And if you had looked at the number of guys in our house Sunday night who were in shorts in 65-ish degree weather, it's all they wear. I mean, they don't. Who needs pants?
No,
they don't.
Pants are ridiculous.
It's always shorts weather. And so these Banks, these Vuori Banks shorts come in tons of colors. They have a tiny little zipper pocket at the top if they need to put a key in there or an ID card, like if they're going to the gym at school or whatever. Uh-huh. But they wash really great. They're super soft, super comfortable. And they also look great, like with a collared shirt. So they can throw on a polo shirt or something like that. And they still, it still looks really good with these shorts. So they're, they work a lot of different ways.
Okay. All right. This is excellent.
I'm a big fan. The next thing I have is this Duke Cannon stuff, mm-hmm. y'all. It is, it's so good. And one thing, I don't even know who gave this to Alex last year, but they have a soap on a rope pouch where you can put, their soap is called, it's like a big A brick of soap is what they call it.
Okay.
And except they don't say A, but uh-huh. you probably figured that out.
Yeah.
He really likes the bay rum. There are all kinds of great scents, but this, that one thing of soap will last about a semester.
Okay.
So it's a great practical thing to give somebody, and you can get, I think the thing I linked to, you can get the pouch and the soap for one price, and it's a great gift. And then the last thing I have is a tower fan, the most practical. I asked Alex and Jackson not too long ago, I said, have y'all turned it off one time?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, it's been on all year. Now I saw a meme the other day where it was like a man who looked like he'd been in the Sahara Desert for about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, this is me standing in front of my tower fan that hadn't been off since 2006.
Yes.
But I don't necessarily know that it's clean at this point, their mm-hmm. tower fan, but they have loved it. So
The tower fan is, I had to bring Caroline, you know, she had one in her dorm and she asked me, it's in her house now. Cause she's like, I need more air circulation than what I'm mm-hmm. getting. So it's the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah. And it's one of those things. I mean, when Alex brings it home, listen, I'll just take it apart and, you know, dust it off and mm-hmm. send it back. So
yeah,
it's a good gift. Go.
I have recently been spending a lot of time with my mother-in-law, and so I want to make Mother's Day extra special for her this year, and that's why I'm giving her a unique, heartfelt gift that will truly make her feel special and loved, the gift of Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. Every week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of questions. These are questions that you may never have had the chance to ask, like what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? And then after 1 year, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I love the idea that this is something that Caroline could have, and then she could eventually show it to her kids, and it just helps memories and stories live on. The book is going to be amazing, but the journey there will be a gift itself. I look forward to reading the weekly stories that my mother-in-law shares over the course of the next year, and just to hear things that maybe we've never heard before, or to hear her side of different things that have happened in her life. You can give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you will all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, for a limited time, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/bigboo. That's storyworth.com/bigboo to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/bigboo.
All right, what about girls?
Girls, okay, I'm going to say I have one unisex gift that I'm going to throw out there, and it is just, I think that everybody, like, I've had so many people ask me too, like, hey, where can we get an Aggie football jersey? Like, so I think their college football or baseball jersey, I mean, you can find them different places, but for whatever school they're going to, I think girls or guys wear those a lot.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a great thing. If they don't already have one, that's something. And I think if you're going to do it for a girl, just know that they tend to like them oversized because they kind of like to wear them where they almost look like a dress.
That's exactly right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
So, well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, that's just to throw that out. But I didn't link. There's no link for that because you're just, may God be with you. They can be hard to find. That's what I'm saying. A&M ones are really hard to find right now, but they'll have them again closer to football season. Okay.
Yeah.
Girls. I discovered, I think this was on my guide last year, but I think it's really beautiful, is this Kyle Cavan jewelry.
I love it.
That just their necklaces, their pendants, they have them for all the different schools. I love that they're just something that you could wear forever. Like I would wear the A&M one now because it mm-hmm. doesn't look overtly like I'm in college. It's just mm-hmm. a nice piece of jewelry that represents your school. So I think that's a great gift. I think there's these cute little, I found these, somebody got Caroline one of these collegiate pouches, and they're just like kind of a little makeup bag. It's just a small little, but they could keep it in their purse. They could keep it to take some stuff to the bathroom. I mean, it's just a small little pouch, but they have them for all the schools. They're super cute.
I love those.
Aren't they darling? Like, and I think you could do one of those and then even put like an Amazon gift card inside of it or something like that. Like if you wanted to make it a little bit of a bigger gift, but I just think they're super cute, even if they just have them decoratively sitting on a desk or a bathroom countertop or whatever. I think they're really cute.
Very cute.
My next one is Bauble Bar makes these really cute custom tennis bracelets. They aren't real diamond tennis bracelets, but you could get those and you could get their name, you could get their school, you could get Giggum or Hale State. I mean, you could make it whatever you wanted it to be. And I just think that those are darling. I think it's like a 3-week lead time. So just know that.
Okay. And they have a promo code for bracelets right now.
Oh.
And listen, we didn't even talk about this, but I have a Bauble Bar gift that I'm going to talk about that would go beautifully with this one if you wanted to give them two things.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, look at that. So, yes. And then the other thing, this is Caroline's. She had it at Taylor Swift this weekend. Every time she comes home, she brings it, and it's off of Amazon. It's this large makeup travel bag. I have one, too.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. It holds all the stuff.
Like, it holds everything.
Mm-hmm. It holds full size of everything. So you can all your, and y'all know how many products I use. It holds all my products and full size of everything. And it zips up so you can carry it with a handle. Caroline got one as a gift and they had it monogrammed. You can have it monogrammed or not, either way, but it's like under $30. It's so good. So that's a great one. And then this last one I have to say, because my parents got this for Caroline and on Instagram, I'm linking to her Instagram. It's Miranda Southern and she's out of Nashville and she does these hand-painted college denim jackets.
Oh, I remember this.
Yes. And it doesn't even have to be a college denim jacket, but she does these hand-painted. And so she did one for Caroline. You can kind of send her the design of what you want, but Caroline's is like the state of Texas with an ATM and it looks like the Texas flag and then the ATM's in maroon. They're just beautiful. She's so talented. She worked with me to get like the perfect design that we wanted. And basically, I mean, she bought, you know, you buy an Old Navy denim jacket and then she'll work with you to get whatever kind of decoration you want on it. But it's amazing. She's so talented.
Okay. And that's a special gift. That really is.
It's a special gift because you'll have it forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's just really cute. So anyway, that's it for me.
Okay. My first one for girls is something I mentioned last week, which is the Free People Quilted Carryall. I've already ordered two of these for gifts. I just think because you can wear it as a purse, you can use it as a gym bag. It would hold enough that if you were going to a friend's for the weekend, or to the lake for the weekend, you could get your shorts and your swimsuits and all that in there. Mm-hmm. So practical. The colors are fantastic. I just love it. And I love carrying mine as an everyday purse because it's so lightweight and it's so comfortable to carry. Okay. My next one is, now I have not personally used this product, but I heard about it from TikTok and then I have verified with younger friends of mine that this Sol de Janeiro, this hair and body fragrance mask, is a perennial favorite with the younger girls.
Yes.
And it's the same people who make the bum
Brazilian
bum
bum. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. I'm aware. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And this is, to me, it smells like a younger fragrance. So, but I think it's a great thing. This is a great thing to give, or Melanie has linked to these before at Sephora or Ulta or wherever, but if anybody has a fragrance sampler, I think those are fun things to give just because you can try the different ones. But I will say I have noticed kind of across the board that younger friends of mine seem to enjoy this fragrance. So, that is a great option if you want to give somebody something that's a little bit more personal. And then this is kind of my memorable gift. I tried to pick one thing that I thought would be, you know, something that you would get a child or a family member you're close to or something like that. But I love the David Yurman bracelets. And I think that they are classic. They last forever. Somebody would wear this for the rest of their lives. And this cushion chain link bracelet, I think, is delicate and it makes a statement, but it's delicate at the same time, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And then it has little sapphires on the end of the clasp, but I think it's beautiful. So
really pretty, really pretty.
So I think that's a great memorable gift if you want to go in that direction. Now, Bloom and Petal here in Birmingham is my favorite place to go buy graduation gifts because Amy and Vince, who own Bloom and Petal, have a teenage daughter. So they understand that whole market. So, and they have been very kind. I'm going to mention three things that have been, I think, great gift options there. And they have offered a discount code for everybody if you would like to order from there. The discount code is BigBoo20 for 20% off. And these are my three things that are my kind of my go-to graduation gifts this year, in addition to the quilted carry-all from Free People. One are these earrings called Hoo Hoops. Mm-hmm. They're hoop earrings, but they're acrylic and they're super, super lightweight. So sometimes, you know, like if you wear like a big gold hoop, your ears by the end of the day are kind of like, hey, help me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
These are really lightweight and they come in tons and tons of colors. So you could get a color that goes with the school somebody's going to. There are some silver ones that are like glittery that I love, but super versatile. And again, you can kind of personalize it if you wanted some maroon ones or you wanted some white ones, or if somebody's colors are, you know, if they were going to Ole Miss and you wanted a blue one, they're just really fun.
Okay.
Second thing is the Laura Park cosmetics bags. These aren't as big as the bags that Melanie linked to. This would be more something that you would put, you know, like you could keep it in your purse or you could just put your makeup in there, you know, if you were going to tuck it into an overnight bag or something like that. But they're really pretty. And then I mentioned this last year, but I continue to love them. And they're these Musée shower steam. I may not be saying that right. Is it Musée? Musée? I don't know. It's a Mississippi company. But the shower steamers, listen, y'all.
Yes.
College showers are not ideal.
No,
so
not.
Anything we can do to make that experience a little bit more enjoyable. So you just drop this in the floor of the shower and then the scent steams as your shower heats up. And you just put it back in your, when you're finished with your shower, you just put the shower steamer back into your shower bucket or whatever you're carrying your stuff in and you can reuse it. There are all kinds of great fragrances. And I think you get four in a box of them. And so I gave a ton of those last year for gifts.
Oh, that's good. That's a great
so
gift.
For the Hoo Hoops, the Laura Park bags or the shower steamers or anything on the Bloom and Petal site that you would like to buy, BigBoo20 and you get 20% off. And then my last option is from Bauble Bar, like Melanie's.
Okay.
And it is this custom block ring. I am obsessed with this ring.
I think I am too. I have not seen this and it is fantastic.
And it's so good. And I've gotten Steph and Case obsessed with this ring. And we have spent the last week talking about what would we get if we were to get a ring? What would we put on the ring? But it's just block letters you can do. You could do initials. You could do a name. You could do a word that is meaningful to that person. I mean, there's so many options. Listen, you're going to spend some time now thinking, what would you get?
I am. Because I don't really care about having my name. You know what I mean?
No, me either. No.
But what do you do?
I don't know.
What do you do?
What do you do? But I think it's so good.
Because it is really good.
It's a great accent ring. And then if you want to go blingy, you can. There's an option where you can get the...
That's intense.
But the younger girls don't mind that kind of bling, you know? So anyway, I think it's a great option and I don't have a coupon code, but I will tell you this, as I know from experience, if you just sign up for Bauble Bar emails, you will get a 10% coupon in your email. And so 10% off of the price of this is significant. So anyway, but I love it. And so
it's really cool.
I think it's, and it would be something that you could wear forever. So
For sure. Okay. Love
it. So those are mine.
Okay. All right. So we'll have links to all those in the show notes, y'all.
Yeah. I'll make a Google Doc with all those links since it's a lot of them. Okay. So the show notes doesn't cut them off. And then I'll put a link to the Google Doc in the show notes.
Perfect. Okay. That's great. Listen, we hope that will.
Yes. Okay. So after all those grad gift suggestions, how about some five favorites? Is it time for five favorites?
Listen, it is time. time for five favorites. Let's go. Okay, my first two actually could also work as grad gifts if you wanted
delightful.
Them to. Well, not necessarily, but okay. So Christy, who does Two Funny Girls, who, you know, does all the monogram cups and really cute, like, and that's a great place to look if you're looking for grad gifts too. She does lots of different personalized things or whatever. But she sent me, so when I spoke in Dallas a month ago, I was talking to my friends, Jamie and Trevor, beforehand, and we were talking about being 50 and all the things that go with 50. And Trevor, actually, I have to give him credit. He said our new WTF is what the 50. Like, that's everything is like what the 50. And so I said that in my talk that night, and Christy was there. And so she has made styrofoam cups that say what the 50.
Look, at y'all are a catchphrase.
Listen, we didn't even know. I mean, Trevor ought to get royalties because now I'm going to use it. It's probably going to be a chapter in my book. I mean,
yes.
But she made these and she sent me a sleeve of them and they're so darling. So if you just, I love to have styros on hand because I always like a to-go cup. I like to, you know, always have one if I'm going somewhere or whatever. And especially this time of year because I sit outside a lot. But anyway, she has tons of them, but the What the 50 has really tickled me. So if you have a birthday party going up or you just want something that's fun or a fun gift for a friend that's in her 50s, I think they're real cute. But
like I use these all the time, by the way, these cups.
They're
I don't
so
have
good.
The What the 50s, but I love these cups. Just when we have people over, it makes it so easy. They're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's got so much cute stuff. So anyway, y'all can go look on her site because there's some really cute stuff. The second thing is it dawned on me when I was going to Taylor Swift, I needed a better clear stadium bag. Mm-hmm. I have a maroon one that's trimmed in maroon that I use for A&M games, but I did not need that. And so I was looking and I'm going to tell you, it's hard to find one on Amazon that has the structural integrity that I need. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Some of them are mashed really flat.
Yep.
So this one was really good. I ordered it. I got it in the black trim because my dress was black. But it has a gold strap, but the strap is, you can switch it out. So you're not committed to that gold chain if you want to get a cute strap, but it comes in different colors. There's a white one that I think I may get for A&M stuff. There's a gray, there's a pink, but it's just a really good size with a good snap latch, clear bag.
And okay.
Like, you know, we live in a world where you're going to need a clear bag at some
point. That's exactly right. You are going to need one.
So, thank you. So the next thing is a new hair product that I have tried out. You know, you and Gully love the R & Co and y'all
yes,
got me on, but I saw somebody talking about this R & Co root teasing texture spray.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you that when you spray this, like I have loved the Living Proof dry volume spray. It's good. I still like it at times, but I'm telling you, if you need some height at your roots and you don't want to have to tease your hair into oblivion, this stuff is amazing. Like I will never not have it now. It like to be able to get your hair up in a ponytail or just to give it a little extra volume in the back or whatever. It is really, really good.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. I know how you feel about some volume.
I'm never buying some volume. Never, ever.
It is good, good, good. And then the next thing is a new product that I also got for Taylor Swift because I was worried about my makeup because, as you said, it was going to be hot. And I felt like I've never been one to really buy into a setting spray, but I was like, I feel like I need a setting spray.
Yes.
And so I got this Benefit Cosmetics. It's the Professional Super Setting Spray. And it's supposed to, like, it says it like blurs, it reduces your pore size, which isn't really my issue, but it also kind of gives you a blurring effect of some fine lines.
Okay. I see that beauty TikTokers use a setting spray and I don't know about a setting spray, but now since there's a mini of this, I think I would like to try.
I think you need to try it. It made my makeup stay. Like my makeup stayed the way I wanted it to stay across the board. And it does do something where it just feels like it just gives you a little bit of a filtered appearance, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know. It's crazy to me, but it's good. It's worth trying, is what I'm gonna tell you.
All right. Add to cart.
So, and then the next thing, my final thing is a new, you know how we love our home fragrances. And this is a company that is new to me. They reached out to me on Instagram and said, we would love to send you some stuff to try. They are Aggie owned. So I was like, sure, you know, whatever. So, but they sent me like a little gift box of some different stuff. And I'm going to say that all their candles are good, but they have a scent that's called Jazz.
Okay.
And it is... Y'all know how I love, it's a woody fragrance, which you know I love a woody-esque fragrance, but it also just has a little bit of not sweetness, but just something like really good. Like it says it's a base note blend of moss and woods. I don't know what that means, but
sure.
Mm-hmm. It's just a good, but they have the candle, they have it in a room spray. So they have fragrances, they have candles, they have oils, they have room sprays. I am telling you, they have some body products, but they sent me a couple of different scents. There is not a bad one in the bunch. Like they are really, really good. And they gave me a code and they said, look, only pass it along if you love them. But I really do love them. And the code is, I believe, I'll fix it if it's not right, but I think it's Melanie15 is the code to get 15% off. But I'm telling y'all.
Very excited about this.
Good stuff. Uh-huh. Yep. Good stuff. I'm a big fan. That jazz is like my new like favorite. It smells like something that they would have in the Hotel Emma is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Add to cart. No, say no more.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the 3-wick. I'm just going, I'm going to commit. I'm going all in because that's the highest of bars. If it smells like it would be in the Hotel Emma.
Yeah. It smells fancy is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like in the best way.
I'm ordering it right now. Okay. And I'm gonna use the promo code Melanie15.
Yes.
And they're actually really reasonably priced. I feel like these candles.
Yeah, they're not over the top. So because you know the candle price point can be, you know, real outrageous at times, but I think this is very doable.
Okay, well, I just put in my coupon code. And so for me, that is $36.50. And that's a great little deal. So for a 3-wick candle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're really gonna like it.
Pay now. I just did. It's on the way.
Look at that. Okay. So there you have it, y'all.
Okay. Thanks for the variety of those. Very
absolutely.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I know. Well, y'all, thanks for listening. I hope that you got some good ideas.
Yes.
You know, you probably know more about Taylor Swift and, you know,
Spaghetti
than you ever wanted to know. But now you know.
Now you know. And we'll have a new Patreon episode out by the end of this week. Our Daisy Jones episode will be out, as well as our live Q&A. The audio for that will come out on Wednesday. So lots of Patreon fun ahead.
Yes. Oh, and we have decided that our May book club for Patreon is going to be Lessons in Chemistry. So if you're interested in joining our very fancy Patreon, that will be our May book club.
I love that book.
Okay, I can't wait. I haven't started it yet.
Love it. All right, y'all. Well, thanks as always for being here.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.